You're listening to the Me, Myself, and Ryan podcast. I'm the guest, Augie / Stone Mod.
Check Deedle, Don Cheadle, Check Deedle.
Doodle.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Check. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, we're good.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome.
You go for it.
All right. Welcome back. It's been, how long has it been, like?
Well, we didn't upload the last one we recorded.
Whoops. So it's been, I totally forgot about it.
I know.
Whoops.
Well, yeah. I'll go back and see if it's worth editing and uploading.
Lost a lot of.
Yeah, we had a very traumatic experience last time. We recorded probably about an hour and a half of audio and then lost the majority of it.
Yep.
A lot of precious bits were lost.
Yeah. Fear boner.
Yeah, we had a whole bit of, well, I mean, it was like this person that called in.
Yeah.
So it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll pull through because we're resilient.
Yes. And we also don't really care.
That's the big thing. Okay. All right. So we do have a guest in the studio today.
Yes.
And his name is Stonebot.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
So Stonebot is actually an AI because we ran out of human guests. So we have Stonebot.
Yeah.
I am here.
Stonebot is here. Stonebot, how old are you?
5,000 years old.
So Stonebot's been around for quite a while, almost as long as the entire world, according to the Bible. And Stonebot, what is your profession?
I don't do anything fun, actually. I only bake a lot of stuff.
So Stonebot, he bakes. What do you bake?
Anything.
Just anything.
So actually, there isn't a robot in the studio. It's our friend Augie, and he's got a stoma.
Clarification, I actually don't have stoma, but...
Yeah, he doesn't have stoma, but he can do a sick robot voice.
So I've been told. Yeah.
He'll pull it out. We work.
he'll pull it out and flip
it around, and it scares everybody.
Drops on the table.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to pull it out to make a point. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Assert your dominance.
That's a good way to do it, but you have to be careful.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Especially in these times.
In these days.
In these days.
Got to be safe. You know.
Yeah.
You have to have permission to pull it out.
Well, yes, of course. You have to
say please.
Yes.
Please, may I pull it out?
Yeah. Please.
Please.
You got it.
Affirmative.
This fucking Stonebot's a sex robot.
Hell
we
yeah.
didn't even know it.
5,000-year-old sex robot.
Yes.
Dude, I bet Stonebot can talk so dirty.
Actually, no, not really.
No, yeah. He doesn't have an amygdala, so he probably doesn't know. He's probably not that into it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so would you guys fuck a robot?
Well, it depends. I mean.
All right, who wants to go first? Who wants to fuck the robot?
I'm already running. Right. I'm like, yeah, I would. It just depends.
What does it depend on, do you think?
The technology, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Like, how real it would be.
So you wouldn't just fuck like a...
Just like a metal
like bucket. Like an iHome or some shit.
Your Google Home, it's just like dry humping your Google Home. Okay, Google.
Okay, so it has to be a little bit more realistic than that. Okay. But besides that, like, where does it start becoming realistic enough for you to get it up?
That's a good question.
Better question. What's your ideal sex robot?
I'm not sure, actually.
It better be Stonebot.
It's Stonebot. Stonebot, yeah. Yeah, Stonebot in the room, you have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Augie? What kind of robot would you fuck?
I actually don't think I would fuck a robot.
Why?
To be honest, I don't know.
You think you're better than that?
No, I don't think I'm better than anybody or any of that. I just think that it wouldn't
be... You're waiting
be
until marriage.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
You'd have to marry
And that includes AI. You can't fucking AI.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Always wait till marriage.
Always wait till
actually,
marriage.
Actually, you don't have to do that. I'm just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, actually, it just depends on what your personal beliefs are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Adhere to those moral values.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't fuck a robot.
I don't think I would either. Mostly because I'd be scared.
I think
because you're brave, Ryan.
Oh, thanks, man.
He's a brave guy.
I think it would kind of hurt.
It would hurt?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I mean by technology.
That out. Yeah, that's true. But
if the technology's up there.
Yeah. If it's like a food processor in there, I'm not going for it, but... You know,
no Intel Core processor.
It's only an i3.
Do you have a graphics card in that thing? Like a 1060 Super?
I may be humping it now, but I'm also mining for Bitcoin.
It's the most productive fuck you've ever had. Hell yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Augie. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, man.
Happy to be here.
I hope you are.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, please don't tell us.
Not yet, anyways.
Because we take it personally.
We will.
We take everything personally.
Well,
yeah. We have very fragile egos.
I am too, so I'm right there with y'all.
You take everything personally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Everything?
Everything.
So, like, even when stuff is happening in the world, you're just
it's
like...
I'm like, God.
You're like, fuck, dude. Global warming is my fault.
You're like, fuck.
What did I do? Man, that's a pretty tough life.
Yeah.
But hey, it is your fault, so...
Yeah, it is, definitely.
So you should feel bad.
I need help.
Yeah, we do. You do.
Yeah,
we do.
Definitely.
We all do. We're all here to help each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is actually group therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. This is an intervention.
Yeah, I'm never going to upload this. This is just so that I can talk to somebody. Yeah. What are we feeling?
My back.
Yeah, what sensations are you feeling in your bodies right now?
Warmth.
Warmth, that's good. Okay. Is it too warm?
No.
Okay. Are you warm?
I am warm and cold at the same time.
You might be having a heart attack.
Does anyone smell toast?
You know, actually, fun fact. With my diabetes, I do smell that when my blood sugar is too high.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
When it's too high. So when you've eaten a bunch of Sour Patch Kids, you're like, toast, and then you pass out?
Well, especially, it's like weird. When I get in the shower, it does it like tenfold.
Whoa.
And it's like weird. And like I'm like, fuck, I do not feel good.
Damn,
like toast
man.
In here. It's not even good toast.
So what's like the craziest diabetic experience you've had? Or inconvenient, just one that comes to mind.
Oh, when I was 12, I almost went to a diabetic coma.
Oh shit.
Oh, God.
What happened?
I didn't take care of myself, obviously.
Right. When you're 12, nobody's really
thinking about that. Fuck yeah, candy.
You're like fucking Sour Patch Kids and Xbox. That's
Mike
all
and Ike's and Monster, dude. Sick.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Call of Duty all night.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I woke up one night. One day, and I was supposed to go to like my grandparents, and they like watch me for the day, and I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't go to school, and like my body was just aching all over, it was in like the most excruciating pain I've ever been in,
and
like
man.
My mom like had to come home from like work on her break, and she's like, yeah, we're gonna take him to the hospital.
Ooh.
And yeah, it was, I kind of blacked out in and out a couple times,
man.
But like
that's scary as fuck.
Did you think
you were dying?
My mom probably thought I was.
But you were just like, Xbox.
I was like, you know, it's kind of funny because I was like, I was a pretty chubby kid growing up. And they were like, my grandfather got me lunch and he got me Whataburger. And he knew something was fucked up because I did not eat that shit at all.
He's like, that patty melt is still sitting on the table.
He's like, you're going to let him sit like that? It's getting cold.
This patty melt is cold. Get him to the ER. Stat.
Damn it, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Here comes
the
meat wagon.
I mean, that's the closest thing to like harm I've ever been through. Like, with diabetes. But
do you feel like diabetes just kind of forced you to pay more attention to what you eat?
No.
that's a really
that comes
question.
With the job. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's definitely.
Are you thankful for that, or is it just kind of a pain in the ass?
As I've gotten older, I'm more thankful for it. When I was in like high school, middle school, I didn't give a fuck. I was just like,
whatever.
Yeah. Middle school, I literally just didn't care.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. But, you know, it's also messed with my eyesight. That's why I wear glasses now. And, you know, sometimes, like, I don't heal properly, like, compared to most people. So
it's like something about your blood doesn't.
Like, my nerve damage and all that.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So. One time, my friend shut a door on my toenail.
Oh!
He like slammed it on accident. He didn't know my foot was gonna be there. Like,
or maybe he did. And
he like
was
psyched
just an
himself
asshole.
Out. He was like doing like a, you know.
He did it a few times.
Yeah, and he did this, and like it happened to hit my toe, and it's still not all the way healed, and it's been like 6 years.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
man. Yeah. You might just write that off as a loss. Just chop it off.
I know. Like, hey, doc, I don't know.
You're going to want to get rid of it.
I'm going to have a limp my whole life.
You just have no foot. Dang, man.
Yeah. So you have to adapt to this stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You kind of, it's one of those things that you can't change it. You just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just live your life, but also take care of yourself.
And it's one of those things that probably you don't take your health for granted. Like a lot of people that never have health problems are just like walking around, not even thinking about it. But if you have a health scare like that or an ongoing condition, it's like, you're not going to take your health for granted. Like, it's a blessing. Every day is a blessing. You know?
Yes, it is. It's a blessing. Everybody.
Everybody's a blessing.
Yes.
What's your biggest blessing?
Oh, my biggest blessing.
The PS5 you just got.
Let's talk about that. The fact that I could order that.
Let's hear about your PS5
journey.
Oh,
man. That was...
You were under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, I got it from this guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, hey.
You got a PS5?
He's like, I got one. My name's Walter.
Under a bridge. Yeah. Some homeless guy has a PS5.
He's like, I'm waiting for the right moment.
He's like, I'm selling it for $3,000.
Damn, man.
You're like, well, I can't afford that. He's like, well, then get lost.
Get out of town.
Damn.
Yeah. But I guess the biggest blessing I have is probably my health.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So, you know.
Amen to that.
What about you, Ryan? What's your biggest blessing?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like sometimes I overlook blessings.
Blessings are lame as fuck.
Yeah, I'm just like,
yeah, dude, fuck that shit.
Fuck blessings, bro. Am I right?
Who needs a blessing? Not me. Go to church, Jesus.
I don't count my
blessings. I mean, just, I think there's a decent amount. I'm going to say that I don't have arthritis.
So your biggest blessing is the fact that you don't have arthritis.
Yes. Yeah. Because
that's a good one. It's a good one.
It's completely out of your control.
I know.
Well, and one day you might have it, then you'll be like, well, there goes my one blessing. Yep. So
he thinks back to this one moment. He's like,
fuck, I knew it.
I knew it. I shouldn't have said anything.
He's like, God damn it.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I don't know. If it hurts to play guitar.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Or like, I don't know, do anything.
Do anything musically or just anything, really.
Just anything with your hands.
Yeah. Like, dude, that's the one thing. It's like, I'd rather lose my eyesight than lose my hands. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess, yeah, because then you're just looking at stuff that you can't fuck with. Mm-hmm. If you can see, but you have no hands.
Mm-hmm. That's torture. Yeah. Seems like torture.
I went to school with a guy who was a classical guitarist, like very, very talented and hardworking. Those two things.
I feel both like classical guitarists have to be both of those things.
Yeah, exactly. So he was fucking amazing. And then he when he was like 22, developed this condition where his like he basically all motor function in his hands went away. So he had like no dexterity. And it was like some sort of like neurological thing. But dude, so what he did is he became a composer. And now he's like a pretty successful composer.
Well, I mean, if he's got the music.
And his name's Hans Zimmer.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's only 26.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
A lot of his videos get me through the day. You know?
Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, you know, all those inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Never give up. Never. And then, like, you just hear, like, the Batman theme song.
Yeah,
the
it's like one of those super edits with, like, The Dark Knight and, like, Inception and shit. Yeah, dude.
He is a good composer, though.
He is good.
Yeah.
Super good.
He's the modern Beethoven.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Beethoven.
What do you guys think of Beethoven?
I think he slapped pretty hard back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was deaf at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he had a what do we call that?
A thing.
He had a thing. Didn't he had a blessing.
A blessing.
Did he put his head on like the ground and like would play?
No,
like,
he like, I think he cut off the legs of his piano.
Oh, yeah.
And like would play and feel it through the ground,
And I heard there was also this thing where he would like, there was like a rod coming out of the piano or something. He would like put it in there and then he'd like bite on it so he could feel the vibrations.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because something about his deafness, like he could still register the sound if he could feel the vibration. It was like some specific sort of deafness that he wasn't just like totally deaf. I don't know. But still.
I think he wasn't born deaf. I think that was
developed. Yeah. So, and I remember, I guess it was his 9th symphony was when he was starting to go deaf, or it was like getting progressively worse. And as he was writing that symphony, his hearing was basically going away completely, which is fucking crazy.
I would hate to lose my hearing.
Yeah. I think I'd hate to lose anything. Actually, that brings me to a question.
Oh, yeah, we got some questions.
We got a question for you. Mm-hmm. What would you get rid of?
Oh.
In general?
Just in general? That's the question. Oh, don't read into it.
My pancreas.
don't you need that? No, I don't. It doesn't work at all. Wow. So you?
I mean, it might like help with here and there, but I don't really.
Have you considered having it removed and then selling it?
out to the black market. The black market. Yeah. And then kind of like just like scalp people because it doesn't work. Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
Scalp people? Like yeah, take their scalps off?
No. You just, you know, it's like tickets when you scalp tickets.
Scalping, but with your pancreas.
Yeah, but it's also just like fooling them because they don't know it doesn't work.
Oh, so, it's a bunk ass pancreas.
Yeah. It's a dud.
So they'll be thinking like, oh, I'm getting a sick working PS5, pancreas. Like this
PS5.
I got a pancreas coming in the mail.
And it just shows up, dude.
The pancreas 5?
It's the fifth one.
With a disk drive and everything? Dude, like, hell yeah.
It's got an SSD in it, dude.
He plugs it in. It just doesn't fucking work. He's like, oh, fuck.
Damn it. Sell it on wish.com.
You get like a little mini one.
Like, yeah, it's like this big and it takes 5 weeks to get in.
Worth it.
Yeah. What's your opinion on organs? Vital organs?
Vital organs.
Or alternative question. What is your opinion on an organ?
An organ.
Like the musical
like
instrument.
The state. Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the state. That's just keep going.
State, maybe. You know, yeah. My opinion is that we need some of them.
Of the states?
No. No, not really.
Oh, we the organs.
Yeah.
We don't need any states.
No.
What would you think if the U.S. was just one big state? How do you think that would work?
I think it'd be chaos, to be honest.
It would be.
Okay, that's probably true, but what would it be called? It'd just be fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, it'd just be called much, fuck. Because
that's fuck. What would be going on. Everybody would be fucked.
Yeah.
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 Definitely. Well, you know, we're kind of fucked right now anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well just make it one state and call it a day, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Declare martial
it's a
law.
State of fuck. Yeah.
Declare martial law.
Yeah. Marshall Mathers Law, dude.
Yep.
Everybody just freestyles.
Reads
his real name is Clarence.
All right. Let's ask another question. Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, actually, but I never won.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is this
traumatic? Should we not talk about it?
No. Okay, it's cool. Not like that. No, I was a little wuss.
Was. Now, dude, Augie's jacked as fuck. Yeah, for those of you who can't see him, which is everybody.
For those of you who can't.
We can't visualize him based on
his
voice.
Yeah, behind the layer of all of it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, when I was like 12 or something, I was like playing basketball and I got pushed for some reason.
Okay, wait, so was this like one of those like open courts people were like
no, it was like my front yard.
Wait, who pushed you?
This like neighbor kid.
Oh, there was a goddamn neighbor kid too.
Yeah. Everyone has an asshole neighbor
and
kid.
His dad was like a cop, so he's like,
dude, fuck that.
So like my brother was like
police brutality.
My brother was like 14, so he's like, oh fuck that. He like went and he went to this kid's house and like was like knocking on the door and like threatening the kid, and like his dad's like, hey, do you have a problem, son? And he's like, no, I do have a fucking problem.
Dude, what a badass.
Yeah, my brother was pretty aggro about all that.
Yeah, he stood up to a cop when he was 14.
Yeah, it was like a bicycle cop, so it wasn't that.
Dude, well, I would have beat his ass then. I'd be like, get the fuck out of the way. He's got a little tricycle in the back.
He's like, fuck yeah, dude, I'm going to get you.
No offense to any bike cops that are listening.
Yeah, no, sorry. No, at the time, it was kind of funny.
My condolences to all the bike cops out there for being a bike cop.
I don't think bike cops would listen to this.
I don't think any cops would listen to this. They would probably get 10 seconds in and be like, these guys are fucking idiots.
You're like, I'm going to head out.
I'm out.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. And then they would go listen to...
what do you call it? Alex Jones?
Maybe? Yeah,
I was trying to think of that. Yeah, that guy. We got to have Alex Jones on here.
Yeah, we do.
He lives in Austin, California. So.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you should. And you can get Rogan.
Rogan.
You can get Elon Musk.
Elon Musk now, yeah.
You know, that's it.
McConaughey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Actually, Bullock. McConaughey was going to be the first one that we were going to get.
Yeah, but...
He was going to sit in that seat where you're sitting with his shirt off.
And no microphone.
Like, yo, man.
Just ripping a joint.
I was like, man, free love.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'd smoke a joint with Matthew McConaughey.
I would, too, if he was paying for it.
Yeah, right.
He can afford some good stuff, probably.
Yeah, I bet he could. I bet he could get whatever he wants, to be honest.
Yeah.
He probably has a sick sex robot.
Hey, I am ready, Matthew.
Probably fucks that thing every night.
God damn.
All right.
Puts on one of his movies.
Damn, yeah. He puts on fucking... Oh, I can't think of anything right now, dude.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to remember. The one that everybody knows.
The one filmed here.
He puts on Dazed and Confused and fucks his robot.
Yes. I can confirm.
No offense to you, Matthew McConaughey, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, dude, we're just kidding, dude.
Yeah, we're just kidding. You don't fuck a robot. Joshing. You probably fuck a real person.
Yeah, no, my mom my mom actually.
Your mom fucked him?
No. Yeah. I would be honored. I wouldn't be mad.
Best question. Yeah. Best question so far. Would you let Matthew McConaughey fuck your mom?
Fuck yeah, dude.
By all means, go for it, Dad. Go for it, Dad. Don't worry.
Just start giving him a pat on the back.
Oh, you're in the room while it's happening.
No. After. God. But and then we're gonna go play catch after.
Hell yeah,
Matthew.
You taking me to UT Field?
What I was gonna say is that my mom works at an Austin ear clinic place, like a ear, nose, throat place.
ENT, yeah.
Yeah, and she helps his wife. She's like a patient there. So.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, but
how are
he's
ears?
Not.
And nose and throat.
I don't really know those details, but I'm guessing.
We'll get the juicy details.
I guess she has to get something done. You know.
Yeah. I wonder what the problem is.
I don't know. Her hearing's probably too good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like supersonic. You know, it's like she has to tune it out.
She has to get like reverse hearing aids.
Reverse hearing aids. You mean earplugs?
It's just static.
All you gotta do
ears.
Is rebrand it and sell it, bro, and you'd make a bunch of money.
Just a foam earplug.
It's literally just hearing aids that don't turn on.
Or they just take all the sound and just turn it way down and then play it.
Reverse hearing aids.
Hell yeah.
It's just yelling inside of them.
Yeah, there's just a guy that screams so you can't hear anything. It's a recording of Matthew McConaughey going, ah!
You just like faint ones, like, ah!
Fuck, man.
It's like you just scored a goal.
Like the whole stadium.
Dude, people would sell that as like a motivational tool. Hell yeah. They'd be like, you want to pump yourself up? Here, put these earplugs in.
Yeah, dude, you just did 10 reps. Just,
oh. All right, now do 10 reps.
Dude, I think we got our first merch deal.
Hell yeah.
Brand deal.
Yeah.
Reverse earplugs.
Instead of like ear pods, that's what they are. That's all they do, though.
Wait, did you say reverse earplugs?
Yeah. That's not. Wait, reverse earplug would be a hearing aid.
Oh, God.
It's been a long day.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, definitely.
Does everybody want to talk about their days?
I just did laundry all day, pretty much.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I love doing laundry. I just hate folding it.
I don't fold it.
I never fold it. I have a clean bin and a dirty bin.
That's why all my clothes are wrinkly.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck it, right?
Yeah. Folding clothes is overrated. You need a dresser?
Yeah.
Is there any other furniture you need?
No, it's pretty
much it now because people might send it to you.
Hey, guys, I need a dresser. That's about it.
He needs a dresser, and that's about it.
Yep. Yeah, and a pancreas. But
and a functioning pancreas. Don't send him a
not the wish.com one, please. Not again.
So don't forget to donate so we can get Augie a new pancreas.
Yeah, now we're all about altruism here.
I don't even know if it works like that anymore. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, you know, you get pancreas like a transplant.
Do they do that? I mean, they do face transplants now, so.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's actually pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Because then you look like a Ted.
What if you're like, oh, dude, my Uncle Jeff, and then you like, the next day, he's like somebody else. You're like,
Jeff?
Who the fuck?
It's me. It's Uncle Jeff.
Well, I don't think people are just getting them for fun.
Yeah, right? He's like, you know what? I don't like my face.
I guess if it's like a burnt victim, shit sucks. You know, you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta have a face. Yeah.
You have to have a face.
In order to get a face transplant, you already have to have a face.
Oh, or, man.
Yeah.
That's you what I thought to? You were saying. No.
Let's have a new question.
Let's
have a new one. Okay.
You guys want to have a new question, huh?
You guys want to have a new one. If you could make any person in history rip a fart, who would it be and when?
Not even why, just when.
I'm going to say Napoleon Bonaparte.
When?
I don't know. When
his whole life?
Yeah.
Just one sustained
long
fart.
Just one long. Instead of those ear pods, he has like, it's like, it's just like a slow.
It's like, yeah, he was a really effective general, but he smelled like shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta do what you do. He's just crop dusting everywhere.
That's why he was so effective.
Yeah. And he's really short, so like, he would be to your like level.
It'd
be
chemical like, warfare.
Yeah, he rises. It just fucking starts at the lowest.
And you just start crying because it smells so bad.
Yeah, all the horses pass out. Everyone's fucked. That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do? Who would you?
What would you do?
What would you fart?
What would you fart?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What?
If one person to fart and when?
JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I don't know. For a second, I was foreign.
Oh, that was good one. You broke character for a second.
Yeah, I broke character.
This was a very good one.
You've been playing a character this whole time.
The last like 28 years of my life.
And you didn't even know it.
No,
I haven't been someone else.
Oh my god, all these memories. Where
my life is a lie.
Oh my god, I'm from the Netherlands.
That would be a good TV show.
Yeah, it would.
We should do that.
Dude, we still need to make that cartoon about the guy who brings Elon Musk to the past.
Oh, yeah. Did you listen to this episode?
Mm.
No one did.
No, it was the second episode of the podcast. It was like 30 seconds long, and the audio was horrible.
Yeah, it kept dropping out, so it's like...
Elon Musk. Like,
I guess we should revisit that.
It was like one of those like early transistor radios. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It's like a 50s song in the background.
I believe the question was, if you could go back in time, where would you... What time period would you go and what would you bring with you?
Yeah. Oh.
And he said he would go back to like the beginning of the creation of the Earth.
The Big Bang.
The Big Bang bring Elon Musk.
I feel like he would just be ready. I feel like he would
know.
Well,
see, that's what I thought at first. But then as we talked about it, we're like, well, he – like what if he only knows how to be Elon Musk in this world with like – you know, like people.
Is
and
he
like
gonna
tools.
Like create the stuff? Like, yeah. Is he gonna make the metal? Yeah. Is he gonna?
No, because the money does that. So
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. So I
think what would end up happening. This is what I said in that episode. Is he would just like cry the whole time.
I think so too.
And you would end up having to take care of Elon Musk. So you'd just be dead weight.
So we're like, what if there was like a show or a cartoon where like this guy brings Elon Musk back to the past and the whole time he's like, I don't know what to do. So he's trying to like live.
You're trying to survive, like build a spear. He's just and he's like,
I don't know who I am anymore.
And you're like, Elon, chill the fire. Fuck you're out. Like, dude, you're like, come on. Like, really? Like,
he's like, where's my flamethrower?
He's like, I need it. Where's my test?
He probably does have a flamethrower. I think he might actually have a flamethrower.
Yeah, like he has a whole company. Wallet.
Well, yeah, that's right.
What's it called?
That one company that
has the flamethrowers.
Yeah, like what?
Let's look it up. Jamie, can you look that up?
Flamethrower X.
Beep-a-boop-a-boop.
You guys keep talking.
But yeah, I honestly don't know who I'd literally want to fart in history.
Oh yeah, it's the Boring Company. It's the same company that does the. They have like the tunnels underneath LA. That's their thing.
Oh shit! What?
Yeah, they have like this tunnel underneath LA that's supposed to be for Teslas or some shit.
Only for Teslas.
The Boring Company.
They scan your car to make sure it's a Tesla.
Yeah. No fucking counterfeit.
Not
Teslas.
A Tesla.
He just felt it combusts. 12 flamethrowers come up.
Stop being poor.
We will take care of this problem.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know if you can get him anymore though.
Damn it.
If you guys could get a flamethrower, would you?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe not, because I have an apartment. I don't know where I would do that. Yeah. I don't know where I would
probably
do this.
Like, it's probably violating some
term
of your lease.
I mean, I feel like you could
go to, like, Zilker.
That's true. Everyone's got their dogs and shit, and you're just like,
there's, like, one patch of grass that's just burnt. You're like...
You're like one of those guys that has, like, the fucking...
The wacky inflatable arm guy, but you just have two flamethrowers.
Arm too, man.
You try to do like some poi or whatever with flamethrowers.
All right.
Aretha Franklin.
That's who you would make fart?
Yeah.
During what?
When she's filming the music video for R.E.S.
Yes. Yeah, because that's disrespectful.
On every single letter? So.
Just do the whole song and farts.
It would have been way bigger of a hit if that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do we exhaust that question? I guess I should answer it since I asked it. Oh, wait, I did.
Yeah.
JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Let me do a follow-up. Moses, when he went to get the Ten Commandments, he would come down and he would just be like, all right, everybody, listen the fuck up. And then he just rip ass for like 20 minutes.
We didn't hear anything you said. We just heard farts.
He's like, sorry, it was the bean burritos I got from God.
From the fucking top of the mountain. He's like, I went up there. Like, there was a burning bush, and there were 12 burritos.
He's like, no, did you know that there's a fucking Taco Bell?
There's a Freebirds up there.
There's a Freebirds burritos up there, man.
Guys, we've been fucking around down here, and there's a Freebirds up there.
We've been eating rocks and yeast.
Rocks and yeast.
I don't know. That's what I assume they would eat.
That's basically
grass
keto.
Too, maybe. If you're on that vegetarian, or you know.
Yeah, the rocks are just to make you feel full.
The extra
wait,
protein.
Wait, isn't that why we have a gallbladder, though?
Gallbladder? Here we go. What's a gallbladder?
I don't know.
Would you get rid of it?
Yeah. Most people do, I think.
Really?
I think
they
so.
Get them removed?
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, I don't. Jamie, can you look that up, please?
Thanks, Jamie.
Please look that up. Gallbladder. What's the deal?
Gallbladder. What's all the deal?
It's a small pouch that sits just under the liver. It stores bile produced by the liver. After meals, it's empty and flat like a deflated balloon. Before a meal, it may be full of bile and about the size of a small pear. All right. Do you need gallbladder?
See, this is why I'm not a doctor.
Because you don't know what a gallbladder is?
No. Isn't that for rocks? Isn't that for when we used to eat rocks?
You don't need a gallbladder, so surgery to take it out is often recommended if you develop any problems with it. Okay. Yeah. So you don't get it taken out just because you have to have a problem with it. Oh, they probably like make sure. They're like, do you have a problem with it?
Do you
yeah, I got
problem?
A fucking problem.
Yeah, I fucking hate my gallbladder. Get it out of me.
Get it out of me. I do have a problem, actually.
Now that you mention it.
All right, if you had to do prison time, what would it be for?
Tax evasion, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Because you don't pay your taxes?
No, I do. I was kidding. I'm just thinking of something like on the top of my head. Like
the first thing that came to mind?
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
I don't know.
Weapons charges?
arms dealer. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is just automatically a good drug dealer charge because I'm Colombian. It's like trafficking cocaine.
Okay, yeah. You got to live up to the stereotype.
Yeah, I have to. I gotta live up to my family, you know? No.
I'm going to say cyber fraud.
Cyber fraud. Okay.
What is that? Does anyone know?
Wait, you bring it up and you don't know?
Yeah. I'm just that's the whole podcast.
Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah. Cybernetics.
Cybernetics.
That's what I would say.
Like you're a cybernetics fraud?
No, just cybernetics is why I would go to prison.
So like human enhancements.
So like if you
what is cybernetics?
Fuck if I know.
Do you know?
I don't know fully.
All right, Jamie.
I'm not a rocket scientist.
Jamie to work, dude. Jamie's
yeah, Jamie's just on it, man. On that web browser.
What was I gonna search again?
Cybernetics.
Oh yeah.
All right. The science of communications in automatic control systems in both machines and living things. So I'm more confused than I was before I read that.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Yeah,
I'd love to be like, oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
All right, Augie.
Yeah.
We're just powering through these, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
If you were on a flight and the pilot died, would you be able to land the plane and save everyone on board?
No, not at all.
All right, next question.
Everyone would die.
Ryan, why don't you ask your giraffe question?
Oh, yeah. How long do you think it would take a giraffe to throw up?
Speaking
probably like a day, maybe.
Yeah, that's
an Earth day?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe like 12 hours at least.
Okay, so
yeah,
half a
so
day.
Like a giraffe day?
A work day.
Yeah, like a work day.
Giraffe day.
Giraffe day.
So they wake up and sleep in 12 hours.
12 hours.
It's like 9 a.m. Like, oh, fuck. I feel like a throw up coming. He's like, I'm going to be out of commission all day. Don't bother me.
Yeah, it's like Napoleon ripping ass, but it's a giraffe throwing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. So, yeah, they gotta take a whole day off of work to throw up.
Yeah, they have to call in, like, you're like, hey.
They're already throwing
the
up.
The drafts
so
have
like,
to,
I gotta get fine coverage
and all that, you know?
Yeah,
fine coverage.
to do giraffe things, you know?
What do you think a giraffe's primary
occupation
is?
I don't know. They fucking eat, like, what, tree branches or something? They're just always. So,
the landscapers.
Landscapers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, high elevation landscapers.
Yeah.
That's what a giraffe
is. I mean,
it's
a pretty dope job, you know?
Yeah.
They get a lot of sun, probably.
Yeah, and it would be dangerous for a human because we would have to get up there with, like, ropes and shit. But a giraffe, he's got 4 feet planted on the ground.
Yeah, dude.
And he's still getting up there.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, respect.
Yeah.
Respect the giraffes.
Save the giraffes.
Any giraffes are listening, we all respect you.
Yeah, we love you guys.
They have those fucked up little things on there. I mean, sorry, giraffes.
That's it.
Wow,
there goes our audience.
There goes our giraffe audience.
Our audience.
All right, Augie, last question. You ready?
Yeah.
If you had to, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's a good response. Kind of shows, like, you know, reluctant.
No,
but
no, just fucking do it.
Okay,
know?
So yeah. If you had to, you would.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
you would decisively.
But wait, what? Yeah, what?
We'll hold you to that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll hold you. We have on recording, so just saying.
Yeah.
It's on the record.
On the record. Got
on
it.
On the record. This is your permanent record.
I'm gonna regret that later, aren't I?
Yeah.
You're going to regret everything after this.
Yeah. Permanent record.
Yeah, do you guys have a rap sheet from school? You have a fucked up permanent record?
I have the closest thing I ever got was that I got ISS one time.
For what?
Telling my best friend, why don't you go fuck the substitute or something like that.
And the teacher heard?
The teacher heard. And she's like, excuse me, sir. You're going to have to go tell the administrator what you just said. And then,
hell yeah. I'd be like,
wait, so
all
you
right.
told a kid to butt fuck the teacher?
Yeah.
As, wait, but as like a... Why don't you just go butt fuck the teacher?
Hey,
or was it like,
get
hey,
at him.
You know what you should do?
You know, you're like, you know your friends, like you insult each other. You know, like, you said something to me, and then I kind of said it loudly, like, why don't you go butt fuck the substitute or something?
Oh, yeah.
And then she heard me, and then she's like, go tell the administrator. And I was like, okay.
Oh, shit, man.
Because like, she doesn't want to tell them.
I was more embarrassed to tell the administrator.
Yeah, of course you
but,
were.
And then he laughed.
Really? Oh, my God.
I told him, and he's like, and he's like, just.
Did you say butt fuck to him?
Yeah, I did.
Did you stumble over it? Or were you like, yeah, I told him to go butt fuck this substitute.
No, she just didn't even tell me to repeat myself. She just, he's like, all right, okay, well, you know, just go to the ISS room for the last, it was like the last period of the day.
Oh,
so
it was like, just like one.
It was 1 hour. And yeah. It was like, I felt like I was in juvie.
Damn, dude. They got you in a cell.
You're like
making fucking grape juice wine in the toilet.
Yeah, dude. It's
like, goddamn.
Yeah. It's rough, you know, coming up crackers. But I had to sit there, and it was like one of those like
I just had a weird flashback about the little cups of grape juice with like the aluminum foil peels from juice.
Yeah.
I mean from juice from school.
From juice.
From juice.
You know, Jews used to have those.
No, that's not what I said. I would literally just like stick my thumb in it.
Wait, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that.
No,
from you church. Ever had those?
No, not from church. From school.
School?
yeah. We're like, you get
little
like
the boxes?
No, well, that's the melt.
The what? Box
well, eventually.
With those bendy straws?
Eventually, we got boxes. But at first, it was like literally just a plastic cup with like an aluminum foil on top. And
damn,
I would literally just
never
like.
Had those.
Yeah, I guess my school.
We didn't have
was
anything
poor.
In our school.
Yeah, I mean, my school is not the most, you know, wealthy, but, you know.
What school was it?
Pflugerville High School.
Oh, nice.
Incredible.
With actually one of your other guests before.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Grant Diaz.
Grant Diaz, yes, yeah. That's one of my R.I.P. closest friends. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Yeah,
shout out. Would you ever go back to high school?
Oh fuck no!
Why not?
I didn't finish in the first place. So.
Oh yeah, hey, me neither.
Yeah, so nice. Yeah, got my GED a month out, and I was like, get a job.
High school's overrated.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they don't teach you anything.
It's a waste of time. Yeah. To anybody who's in high school who's listening to this. Drop out.
Drop out. Do drugs. Start a podcast.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's how we do it.
That's how we did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look at us now, dude.
Or you could also become a streamer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you make money.
Yeah. Streaming.
Yeah, on the left.
Oh, we were thinking about streaming this sometime.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be actually,
so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Would you watch that?
Definitely.
Cool.
I'd be like, do something funny, like in the comments.
Damn.
Yeah, we both have PlayStations, so we were thinking. I created a Twitch for us, mm-hmm. So
and an OnlyFans
and an OnlyFans.
Really?
But that's my personal OnlyFans.
You're like, all right, I'll be right back. Yeah. I gotta go.
He's making more money off the OnlyFans than the podcast at this point.
You're not supposed to tell people then.
You just like,
don't you want people to go see your?
Oh
OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, look me up on.
What
OnlyFans.
Is your name on there?
Papa Squat.
Papa Squat.
Shout
I like
out to
it.
Papa Squat.
Yeah. I like the Papa Squat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, I almost took that one out because I thought it was too
good. No, it's too good. Too good.
Too good. Too good.
Too good for TV.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah, that's what this podcast is. That's why you can't see us.
Yeah, I don't even watch TV anymore. I just listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
you just stare at off TV, turned off, and then just
yeah,
listen to podcasts.
Like, staring at your apartment. You're just like... You're like,
laughing.
Yeah, dude, that was sick.
Did you see that?
That was
bro?
So funny, man.
Did you see it?
Did you hear that, bro?
Like, you're the only one with headphones on.
Hey, man, did you hear that? It's crazy. It's like my dog's deaf anyway, so she like be like,
hey, did you hear that?
Dude, I'm going to start walking around in public with headphones in and just be like, oh, dude, did you hear that?
Point like, to your headphones.
Did you hear that, bro?
Did you just hear that?
Dude, that was the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're going to get fucking institutionalized.
Again? Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Never been institutionalized.
It sounds like you have if you say it like that.
Oh, no, I was just sighing.
You know, publicly, no, I've never been institutionalized.
No. Privately, a few times.
There's a big difference, yeah.
Nah.
Damn.
Well.
Well. Do you want to do some toss picks?
Yeah, let's do some toss picks. What do I got today? That's just my face. I just looked at myself on my phone and I didn't
when you,
like it.
Take a selfie and you're like, oh God. Like, when you pull up this camera,
oh God.
911? Someone's breaking into my house. Oh God.
Who is this person?
All right, so.
I'm for it.
I feel like every other job I've ever worked, I've met someone that reminds me of someone from another job. Yep. Like, there's always that one token person that's like, oh, yeah, the dishwasher who's from this place reminds me of the dishwasher from this place.
Yeah, dude. So what's the question?
So what's the question? I don't know. Have you guys worked with, like, doppelgangers before?
I won't say I worked with doppelgangers because I literally worked with the same people at separate jobs.
Oh. So that's different. That's an actual person.
Like, Jason and Grant.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked with them at...
Shout out to Jason
jobs.
And Grant.
Yeah. And Grant. Yeah, together. They're a couple.
Yeah, so, they're a single unit.
Yeah.
They share a unit.
Jay Grant.
Yeah.
We worked at Gaddy's together, and then Jason and I worked at Wagabag.
Do you ever heard of Gaddy Town?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I used to have one of those in my hometown.
Yeah.
And it was like the fucking mecca for children.
Yeah, and it's like probably disgusting because all the germs are everywhere.
Well, so they actually never paid their taxes, funny enough, and they got shut down, and now it's a church, so.
Hey, you know.
That's awesome.
They never pay their taxes either, right?
Because they don't have to.
It all comes around.
They knew. They were one step ahead of Gaddy Town.
Yeah, they were.
Full circle.
They're like, oh,
you go into the church and it's got like amusement park rides in it.
It's still there.
Like, welcome to our parish.
You guys ever been to Discovery Zone?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Maybe it was just like a Northeast thing. But it was
sounds
like,
familiar, though.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese on steroids. They had like
the Discovery
line.
Zone?
Yeah.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Have you ever been to the Discovery Channel, bro?
Now the giraffes eat the trees from the...
Yeah, dude.
In this moment.
High elevation landscaping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Full circle.
There we go.
You guys ever been in a circle of friends or anything?
Yeah,
a circle jerk.
Okay, better question.
No.
Me neither. Have you ever wanted to?
No.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't see the point.
Seems kind of...
I guess if you're lonely...
Oh, God.
You move to a new town and like,
you want to make friends.
You're like, you know what? I need to branch
out. Neighbors. Hey, neighbors, I made this casserole.
They're eating it while it's going on.
Here, try some. Let me feed you.
Oh, dude, they're like, super good. You're like, wow.
Oh, shit. That's actually a pretty good sketch. It's like a bunch of neighbors meeting for dinner, but then
it's like a
they're all jerking off. I guess it's not that good of a sketch.
but where? Funny. Like, we would have to post that on, like,
Pornhub.
Like, yeah.
We just end up making porn.
Dude, porn is basically just really bad skits anyways. Like, someone order a pizza.
Somebody order a
casserole.
It's
not even believable. Somebody order a pizza. Like, no, I think you have the wrong house. It just ends.
Oh, okay, my apologies.
All right, that's it. We're creating a U-Porn. I mean, a Pornhub, whatever. X-Videos.
U-Hub.
Hamster.
All the above.
Whatever. Whatever your preference is.
Damn.
Dead air.
Dead air, dude.
Dead air.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was on a camping trip last week, and I met a guy on top of a mountain that reminded me of one of my buddies from college.
Yeah?
Did y'all
circle jerk together?
We thought about it, but the elevation was too high, and we passed out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where'd you go?
I went to Guadalupe Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Highest peak in Texas.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Could see everything. Could see my house from up there.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And I was at... the same height elevation as a giraffe,
dude,
that was standing at sea level.
Did you high elevation landscape with them?
We made out for like 20 minutes.
Oh, dude.
Wait, are you in the giraffe or are you in the guy?
You're like, all right, I'm out of this conversation.
All right.
I think
would you make out with a giraffe?
Probably not. No.
No,
just to see what it feels like.
No, I feel like their tongue would consume me.
Yeah, I feel like you would die.
Yeah, their just tongue like, was like it's like a
you need a
arm.
Face transplant after that.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn. Be like, how did this happen? Be like, well,
you're not going to believe this.
You know, honestly, if I want to die in a way that is hard for people to describe. Or
why? Because you just want to be fucking people with people after you're dead.
After I'm dead, yeah.
Yeah, like, just like
how did he die? Well, yeah, he died.
You're like haunting people, and you're like trying to clarify. Like,
well, I don't know. Like actually, I'm really allergic to bees. And one time I was at Six Flags, and you know when you're like the second cart's coming back and you're just kind of waiting, like still like you can like you're still like 20 feet from the ground and you're just kind of sitting there. You're locked in. A bee flew like on my shoulder. And like if I got stung, I'd basically be dead. But I'm locked into this damn thing and I'm like, please. I don't want to die like this. People would be like, oh, how did he die? He died on a roller coaster. Was it tragic? No, he got stung by a bee.
His body's all stuck like a bee.
Yeah, yeah, you had to fill out the whole thing.
They had to just take the freaking roller coaster apart to get me off.
Like a crane. Like,
everybody out. Everybody go away. You don't want to see
don't
this.
Look at him. Don't look at him. Nothing he looks fucked up.
Why does he have like a New Jersey accent?
He's in San Antonio. Don't look at him. He's fucked up.
I just got here.
I moved
Who's that
here.
Guy? You just got to hide his vest
okay?
on.
Everybody, no, don't worry about it.
You got a car
he doesn't even work there.
Man, mind your own goddamn business.
We should just start going to places and acting like we work there.
Oh, dude, I used to do that.
Really?
No, but I always wanted to. Dude.
I would. That would happen to me every time I went to Hot Topic. Yeah, bro.
That would happen to me, too.
Yeah, I'd be like sitting there looking at like an album and be like, hey, do you have this in a size 7? I'm like, I don't work here.
And also, how the hell do you fit a size 7?
You
know,
you start insulting them? And then, yeah, I work here.
No, it's funny because like a year or two after, I actually worked at Hot Topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Full circle.
Dude, yeah. Exactly. It was basically like your calling at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, every time I wear a red shirt, Target, people come up to me. And I'm like, this is the worst day to wear a red shirt.
Wait. So you wear a red shirt in Target and people come up to you?
Oh, yeah.
And you always tell them that I don't work here.
Yeah. Well, one time I was like, over there. They're like, do you know where the cosmetic aisle is? And I'm like, probably like over there somewhere.
Over
there.
Probably like over there. Usually it's like when you first walk in, you make a left past the registers, down by the second door.
You got to do a flip. Yeah. And then
all right. First, you're gonna walk back out of the store, and then you're
get
gonna walk.
Your car,
get in your car. And go home.
Get back on the
go
freeway.
Go to Ulta. You're good.
Why are you getting makeup at Target?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn. You got her.
Burn.
No, but I was like my thing when I was younger. I was like, it'd be so sick. I would go to like a Goodwill, and I would see like an old McDonald's uniform, and be like, dude, I could get this. Go into McDonald's, make myself some fries, and then leave.
Don't know how to do
this
it.
This is my fantasy. Other guys are like, you know, watching.
But all of a sudden, everyone that works there, like, just thinks that you work there. All
Like,
they like know your name somehow. Like, hey, yo, Ryan. Yeah, keep tossing. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, I need you on the fries.
They're actually, like, something similar. We were going to try that. We found a Whataburger shirt at Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And it was like, the ones they currently wear too. So I guess the guy got fired or whatever and just donated it. And
yeah,
my friend took it and he tried to do that. And they were like, you don't work here. And he's like, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Man, he gave up easy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yep.
Yeah.
He got me.
Yeah. That's it.
Because you didn't have like, you didn't have
he's
a
wearing like fucking cargo shorts.
And flip flops.
He didn't wear like, he didn't really dress appropriately besides the shirt.
Yeah.
He had like, he literally was like wearing like gym shorts and like,
yeah. Oh, could have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah, he didn't commit.
It's half-assed.
Yeah.
What was his plan, though? He's going to go in there and do what?
Just like, grab, like, a burger that was already made and, like... just
be like, all right.
And, like, just walk out. Just, like, go up to a station real quick and just be like...
Oh, dude, is that for this customer? He says, like, a random number. Like, yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. And he just grabs it and, like, walks out.
Yeah, is that for that guy in the you, like, blue shirt?
Yeah, that's mine.
It's
yeah.
a curbside? All right, yeah, I got it.
Okay. He's like, I got four bags in his hand. He's like, all right, I'm out.
You ever run these curbside orders outside real quick?
Is this Jeffrey? Oh, no, that's me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Did you guys prank phone call people?
All the time.
Dude, me too. All I would the call. The only reason I thought of this is because of McDonald's. I used to call them all the time and ask them if they had hot dogs.
What would they say?
They would hang up on me, but I would do it all the time. They're like, Ryan, stop calling here.
Oh, man, they know who I am.
Damn it.
Yeah, dude, I would prank call people all the time. I would prank call my friends.
It was the best.
Yeah.
When's the last time you prank phone called someone?
It's probably been like 15 years.
Yeah. Like 50 years.
Well, because now you can't really do it, I feel like.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like it's kind of like obsolete at this point. People know what to expect, and they'll just block you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak of the devil.
What about him?
I heard about that guy.
He just texted me. He's like, see you soon, buddy. So, I don't know what that means.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
You
heard he's not that bad of a guy, though.
Yeah.
Satan?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty chill.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just misunderstood.
Actually, he's the opposite of chill.
He's pretty warm.
He's warm. He's a warm guy. Very friendly.
Warm, you know.
Very warm guy.
Yeah. Friendly, all that.
If you had to, would you?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of religion.
Aren't you glad that you came to this podcast?
Dude, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That was genuine.
Yeah,
that was genuine.
I was genuine. I've been wanting to do this for a while, yeah. Of course I wanted.
Was it everything you dreamed of?
Definitely.
Okay.
And more.
All right, we'll see you later, man.
Bye.
All right, later, guys.
Now, we're at 50 minutes.
He's literally just lifts off the ground.
He's
just
like, oh my God, he was an angel.
This is all I needed. Bye, everybody. I will see you in the afterlife. Funny enough, I watched this movie last night about an AI soldier, and they were having a conversation with a human soldier, and they're like,
was it a documentary?
No, it was just a movie. I forgot the name of it. I fell asleep watching it.
iRobot?
No.
Will Smith.
But he was
Independence Day?
It was Will Smith.
And Will Smith again.
Yeah. But he was like, what's the difference between an AI and a human? And they're like,
is it a riddle or a joke or whatever?
No. And he's like, well, you know, we have emotion. And then the AI was like, maybe you don't have enough emotion. And I was like,
wait, why?
I don't know. It just sounded really deep, so I was like, damn, that's deep.
Shit your pants?
Yeah.
Brian, like, tweets it right after. Like,
maybe we have too much emotion, or what is it?
Maybe we don't have enough.
We don't have enough? Yeah. I think we got enough. Yeah. I got enough.
Wait,
I got plenty to go around.
Planet of the Apes? It feels like Cesar would say, like, that's somebody, like, some human.
Cesar.
He's like, hey, you don't have enough motion. He sounds like, oh, like an old Italian man.
Hey, you don't have enough emotion.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Is that Italian?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Is it?
I'm not an expert.
I don't know.
Hey, Jamie.
Pull that up.
I think we're, yeah.
How do you even spell it?
We're going to find out. Arrivederci.
Also, how do you spell toots?
Arrivederci.
Is it T-O-O-T-S?
Is that toots or toots?
Toots?
Toots.
Is it
Don't worry about it, toots.
Toots.
T-U-T-S is tuts.
Arrivederci is French, I think.
Oh.
No, it's Italian.
Till we meet again.
Dude, there's some Italian guy listening to this who was shitting his pants for the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's like, gonna threaten us.
He's like, you fucking buffoons. You fucking buffoons. You fucking
disrespect my mother.
I've been watching Sopranos.
Oh, nice. That's
hell
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show, yeah.
Yeah. You guys seen it?
Yep.
I've seen, like, some episodes of my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He loved that shit.
Dude, it's
It's a dad show for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Tony's just like he just beats the shit out of everybody and yells
at his family.
It's a dad
show and, like, a mid-20s person show. You're like, yeah, dude, this is sick.
Yeah, dude, and if you're a dad in your mid-20s, you might want to check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My brother, for instance, you can do that, yeah.
He's got a kid?
Yeah, he's got a kid, yeah.
Wow. How's his kid?
Adorable, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Everything that he wanted in the kid?
I think so, yeah.
He's going to return it?
No, I mean, they thought about it.
No refund.
They take it to the hospital.
They're like, you know what? We're going to wait a little while and see how it goes.
We're going to wait it out. See if he, you know, catches up.
He's bad. Like,
we're good. We're good.
Can we get a warranty on
this? It's a 90-day warranty on this?
A half a year, at least. Come on.
At least a half a year.
Do you think we should have warranties on human beings?
Ethically, probably not.
But practically.
Practically, sometimes it sounds like a good deal. But
Yeah. How would that even work, though?
I don't know.
I just asked the questions.
I'm asking the questions.
I'm not teaching ethics here.
All right. It's time for some ads.
Do you guys believe in ethics?
Oh,
we should do ads.
We should do ads.
But before that, do you guys believe in ethics?
Mm. No. Why would I do that?
All right. Let's do ads. Do we have ads?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know.
All right. So we actually don't have any sponsors yet, so we just make up ads.
Yeah. I feel like you could do a really cool one with your voice. With your robot.
Do you want to hear how we do one first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I got a primer.
Hi, how are you? I'm Dr. Dick.
Let me try that again. Actually, I think I have this one written
down. Al Capone.
I thought you were about to say, do you want like a free colonoscopy or something like that?
Do you want a free colonoscopy? You hit me up on Craigslist.
Only on Craigslist, though. Don't.
Oh my
family
God,
doesn't know about this.
Hi, it's how are you? I'm Dr. Dick. Are you not performing in bed the way you used to? Is your wife leaving you for the yoga instructor? Well, try new Dr. Dick's dick pills. Our new DIQ technology acts instantaneously, giving you an erection you need to finish the job. So call now at 555-DOC-DIQS. Warning, do not take if you have a pre-existing heart condition, high blood pressure, or allergic to Dr. Dick's dick pills. If you have an erection lasting more than 3 hours, contact your primary physician to finish you off.
Damn, I can't follow up with that. That's
yeah. Come on, dude. That was, you had to read one that you wrote.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Before
I can't follow up that. I can't even think of anything anymore. That was
dude.
That
you made Augie climax.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I was like, I got. You have a change of pants.
Who's wearing pants?
Yeah, dude. This is a no pants pod. Pants.
This is the no pod pants
no
cast.
Pants. No pants cast. On this pod.
Me, myself, and Ryan pants cast.
No pants in this cast.
No pants here.
No pants.
Yeah.
You guys listen to Pantera?
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What about? Let's say what about Slayer? What
yeah.
About? Yeah, that's how it goes. We did the song for you guys, so you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know. We're going to get copyright strike.
No,
nobody listens to this. Yeah. Not even the AI that checks for copyright infringements. You're like, oh, this sucks. Fuck that.
What is that?
This song?
This
I don't know what it is.
Sucks.
He sounds like a robot. You sound like you got the wind outside of you. Oh my God, Gabriel.
Help me.
Oh, my mom.
The fuck is your mom gonna do?
Call my mom. Call my media trillion.
My card is in my wallet.
Damn.
Call my mom.
Call my mom. Like she shows up and you're like on the floor.
She's like, oh my God, this is terrible. My baby boy. She's like,
call
my mom.
I told you not to climb
call
the fucking.
And then grandma shows up. Oh my God, this is terrible.
Well, I fucking told you not to do that.
What'd you do to my baby boy?
Starts beating the crap out of your friends.
What do you do to him? Come on.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, it's fucking hot in here.
It is a little hot in here.
Let me get a little fucking fan.
Speaking of hot.
Yeah, go for it. You got another ad? Oh. Speaking of hot.
Go through a wind tunnel.
What?
As if you're feeling hot, go through a wind tunnel.
What's a wind tunnel?
I don't know. It's like a tunnel.
A tunnel
like
for
with
wind.
Wind.
Tunnel for wind.
You could fly away.
Wind tunnel.
Yes.
I'm just gonna.
That's where they test airplanes, right?
I think so. Something like that.
It's also my asshole.
I was gonna say
that's a code name.
Euphemism.
They test airplanes in my asshole.
Oh really?
The wind tunnel. Yeah. It's cavernous.
Do you have to like train for the preparation of that?
Preparation.
You're just born that way, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not born that way.
Nope.
No. Definitely.
Lady
not.
Gaga was though.
She was born
nice.
With a cavernous wind tunnel.
No. I was just making a play on born this way.
But yeah, no offense to Lady Gaga.
No offense to Lady Gaga, but she
if you want to be on this podcast, we would love for you to be on this podcast.
I thought you were just talking about
yes,
in
please.
General. This is like random. Like, hey guys, hey listeners.
Hey guys, if you're listening to this and you want to be on this podcast, you might actually have a chance of being on this podcast. Just call Ryan at what's your phone number?
555 DOC
911.
Just call 911.
And it's like,
oh my mom. If you want to be on this
call
podcast, just call my mom.
Please.
Oh my mom.
She's my assistant.
If you want to be on this podcast, your name is Matthew McConaughey. Just call my mom.
Please. Yes. We need this.
Please call my mom.
Please, Dad.
She misses you. Call her back.
Your name is Matthew McConaughey. You listen to this. Please call my mom back.
You dick.
You asshole.
Dick. You hurt my mom like that, huh? Her feelings?
Wow, dude.
All right. Yeah. Anyone else want to do ads or?
Oh, dude, I can't follow up. Yeah, I can't even think of anything.
We simultaneously busted when you did that.
I have to like write one now. I got the right.
I gotta go to the writer's room and fucking spend weeks on an ad.
Oh fuck! Well,
sweating. I knew. Well, Dr. Dick is from our first episode ever, and I don't think anyone really remembers because I barely remember.
Dude, no, it's a good to have like repeating ads. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, it's, well, you know what? What happens?
That's yeah. what happens.
You ever thought about that?
That's what, you ever think about that?
That's when you have to call Dr. Dick.
Dr. D-I-Q.
But what I was going to say is what happens if there's a company that hears that ad and then makes a company called Dr. Dick's Dick Pills because of that ad, and then we get royalties.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's spelled D-I-Q. Remember that.
Dick Pills. So it's Dr. Dick's Dick Pills.
Deek.
Dr. Deek.
They have to say it with like a really high voice.
Dr. Dick's Dick Pills.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't think a company would actually just have pills called dick pills. Imagine going to the pharmacy and be like, oh, what do you need today? I need some dick pills.
Well, so they're not over the counter?
No.
Oh, they're...
Yeah, they actually have a prescription.
Can you have a prescription, like an actual medicine called dick pills?
How much would it be if you didn't have insurance?
Yeah, dude.
Like probably $750.
$5 million.
Yeah. $750 a pill.
I need insurance. What? To get my dick pills, please.
So that's $750 just to get it up.
Jesus. I'd pay it. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean,
I'd do anything at this point.
Would you?
Anything.
If you could, would you?
Yeah, if you could do anything, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You can do anything.
That's true. Mm-hmm. This is an inspirational podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Hans Zimmer's playing in the background.
Yeah, you do the music. You can do anything.
You can do anything.
You can. Have you ever thought about that? You can do anything.
Have you ever had a dream?
Would you, if you could have? Yeah. Would you have a dream? Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a dream.
What is it?
Well, I'm in this house, and it's at night.
This sounds terrifying.
And the sky is red. And I'm trying to sleep.
Red Sky by Thrice.
And every time I try, I'm about to fall asleep, there's like a pounding at the door.
Whoa.
The front door. And I go down to see what it is. And the door is locked. And I don't want to unlock it. Because I'm afraid of what's going to be behind that door.
What if it was just me?
Well, then maybe I should open the fucking door. But I've literally had that
maybe
dream.
Maybe if you just
like
shouted, hey, it's Ryan.
Yeah, right.
Like, dude, we're supposed to record a podcast.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You asshole.
Sorry, man, I was lucid dreaming.
Listen to Pantera,
I took
dude.
12 dick pills.
I was listening to Pantera. My bad, dude.
And I was dreaming about giraffes.
Yeah,
I've had a reoccurring dream.
Have
you had
better than that? Dreams?
I've had, like, pretty bad sleep paralysis in the past.
That's bad.
And the most reoccurring one is the one where, like, I feel like something's crawling up the bed.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. Not to the aspect that people go on, oh, did you see
did
that?
Did you hear that? Dude, that ghost is ripped ass.
You know, they have like the spirit box. Yeah.
Get off. I want to fuck you.
Fucking just deafened everybody.
Like, sorry.
RIP headphone users.
Call my mom.
What do you want, ghost?
Call my mom. Call my mom.
Like, he wants us to call his mom. How are we going to call him?
He gives you the number.
Bye, bye, bye. Go.
D-O-C.
D-I-Q-S. Dr. Deeps. Dick's your mom?
Yes.
She has a very raspy deep voice.
I think the only type of, like, I believe in residual energy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Just people existing in an area for a long period of time.
Or like after someone shits in the bathroom and it smells. That's residual energy.
Yeah.
It smells like definitely. It just happened.
It's like, I feel the energy of shit.
Or like if you watch like one of those ghost hunter shows, it's like, oh, I smell like sulfur. And it's probably just the ghost just took a massive shit.
Yeah. Dude.
It smells like rotten eggs.
The guy
like,
next to him just ripped ghost, ass and he doesn't want to say adventures. Anything because he's on TV. He's
and like, then cut the part out where like when you like see it with a, what is that camera? The infrared?
Oh, yeah.
And you can see like the mist.
Coming out of his head.
He's like shit himself, dude.
Most like ghost hunting shows, they're like, did you hear that? And there's like creepy music in the background. And it's like, yeah, it's like I didn't hear anything but the music that you guys are playing. So
did you hear that? Just Hans Zimmer. Boom.
No, it's like always that? Super quiet. It's like, yeah.
You're like, did you hear that? Like, oh my God, did you hear that?
Sorry, dude. Is that Free Bird?
Dude, that would be a good sketch too. It's like ghost hunters, and they like have the little recorder. And they're like, "What do you want from us?" And they like goes in back, and it's like,
gotcha.
"Oh my God, did you hear that,
dude?
My
God, that ghost farted."
Yes.
And they're not gonna believe any of them did it. You're like, yeah. No, dude, I didn't do anything. Ford, no,
was it you?
No.
Was it you? No, it wasn't me. I was over there.
Nobody will fucking accept responsibility.
Yeah. And then, like, it's like the, you know, the Ghost Adventures show where, like, Zach Baggins, he's like, oh, he makes that one guy in the show always, like, go in the dark and
Aaron.
Do his own shit.
Aaron.
He's
like, hey, Aaron. They literally just lock him in place.
Go smell some farts from ghosts.
Go in that
go
room.
Go in that fart chamber over there.
He's like, oh, dude, it smells, it smells like so fucking burritos. And just like, oh, dude.
Is there a Free Birds in heaven? Cause, oh, God.
Dude, there's a Free Birds in heaven if we're lucky.
That'd be, yeah.
I like Free Birds better than Chipotle. I will say that.
I mean, agree, actually.
Yeah, I do too.
They got better meats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Arby's, you know.
We got the meats.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, they just play trap music. And then show a roast beef sandwich. You're like, dude, we gotta go. Dun, dun. I wonder, like, how many objects could you potentially try to sell and just put, like, a trap music, like, trap music to
a
it?
A lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like everything
like
does
that. Like, adult diapers.
Do you shit your pants?
This one seals everything.
Bam, bam. Less crinkle.
Less crinkle for your wrinkle.
Are you tired of hearing the... It's just... It's like a compilation of just like people sitting down in diapers and it turns into a song.
Wow.
They sell a lot of those now, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Just go to like an old folks home and it's just like a symphony in there, dude.
It's on Zimmer.
I want to go ghost. I want to go ghost hunting in a retirement home while the people are still there.
Oh my God, dude, that's just fucked up.
You have like an EMF reader. Like,
did you hear that?
Do you have any hard candy?
Do you have any Werther's originals? I fuck with Werther's.
Werther's.
Yeah. We're Werther's. We're new in town.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's like the, you know, when old people were like, do you have any hard candy? And like, why the fuck would we have hard candy? I don't even like, I mean, I don't really like regular candy at that point. But
they asked that a lot?
My grandfather literally asked every time I see him, pretty much. He's the stereotypical trope of an old man.
Like, yeah, do you have any hard candy?
And he I also dips like snuff. It's disgusting. Man. Yeah, hard candy and stuff, man. It's the dream. Yeah.
The finer
waking
things.
Up at 5 a.m., putting in a snuff pouch, and eating hard candy. Looking at your electric bill like, I paid 75 cents last month.
He's like, I never turn on the heater or the AC. I freeze to death in here.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
No, like he his morning routine, he'd like wake up, probably go take a shit or something and
go
like,
back to bed.
I mean, that's what a normal person probably do. No, he like has like 3 cups of black coffee and
his dick.
Wow. I don't think he would use that anymore at that point.
Yeah, he's been retired for like 25 years.
For a while,
years.
Yeah. Yeah, for a while.
He hung up the gloves.
It's like a CIA job. We need you again.
But I thought you were retired. He's like, not anymore.
It's like John Wick. It's like John
Dick.
John Dick. This theater.
It's another one. That's
thriller.
A good sketch. I hope you guys are writing these down.
The listeners, yeah. I hope you guys are writing these down.
Get these guys some royalties, please.
Yeah, dude. Get us some royalties.
Yeah. I would love to be royalty.
So we can live like royalty. Yeah.
Royalty. It's my other
rap name. That's your rap name.
Royalty. Yo, what's up? This royalty up in this bitch.
Yeah, what up?
And all my music is just ad libs.
Yeah.
It's the RB song.
Yeah, Tara's in the background. At that point, he's not even a rapper anymore.
No.
No.
He's just like a hype man.
Yeah.
Have you like seen like rappers lately have been trying to like mix rock with it, right?
Really? Yeah. Is that a thing now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's got a little peep thing, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess at least he had the, you know, the right to do it first, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
Yeah. I don't know, a lot of people copycat that type of stuff.
Yeah, you know? I guess like, there's kind of like a couple people that do the thing early on and then everybody fucking jumps on the train. And
yeah, because it's like the most popular, I guess.
And then it becomes shitty in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then like another trend will come and they're like, oh, I'm a rap like that. And it's like back to like DJ Screw era where you're like slow as hell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I heard a song with Jadakiss on it the other day and I was like, Jadakiss? Holy crap. Damn, I haven't listened to Jadakiss.
At first, I thought you said Jaden Smith, and I was like, yeah, he makes music, right? I guess.
No, Jadakiss.
Have you seen that dude lately?
Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
No.
He's like got a grill, and he looks like a crackhead. He's got like pink hair.
So he's a rapper for sure.
Yeah, he's trying to be. Like,
how old is he?
I don't know. He's like,
in my mind, he's always 12, like 12 years
old. Yeah, in my mind, he's in that shitty Karate Kid remake.
God damn. Shit. I had a realization the other day that if we recycled our movies and music, like if we recycled our trash like we recycled our movies and music, the world would be a better place.
Yeah. I mean,
we recycle everything.
Trash? Well, so you want to like reuse that banana peel?
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, compost, dude, yeah. Bro. Compost.
Have you seen Back to the Future 2? I mean, no, that's what they use. Powers the car.
Banana peels?
Yeah, like trash. Just trash in general.
We got to find a way.
Banana peels.
But yeah. he had a banana peel in that scene. So.
You have a monkey named Steven just eating bananas?
He's like, we need more power.
More power, Steven. More power.
Oh my God. He's just shoving banana peels in the thing. He's like, I'm going as fast as I can.
He has like a collar that lets him talk.
He's like so fat now because all the bananas he's had. He's like, help me.
Call my mom.
555 DOC. DIQS.
DOC. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude. Tight.
Well. Y'all want to call it?
I guess so. I mean,
we did a solid hour and 10, 11, 12. 12 minutes.
Yeah. Nice.
Hour and 11, 10, 7, 12.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
epi.
Thanks for coming on the show, Augie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
It's good to have you, man.
It's been a beautiful time.
It was a good time.
I had fun. It was enjoyable. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Got to come back and...
definitely.
We should have like a reunion.
We should have a reunion where everybody who's been on it.
Grant, Mason, like everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. We should have a poker game.
Dude.
We should have a poker game. We should live stream it.
That's actually a good idea.
I would lose immediately because I don't know how to play poker that well. So
that's all right. We'll derive satisfaction from your loss.
You just hear me. Like,
you just hand me your chips.
You're like slowly. Like, you can see like in the background, you're like instructing me. You're like so quietly though, so the mic doesn't pick it up. You're like, put that card there.
Like, man.
Now you get a royal.
Go all in.
You're like fucking me up.
You're like all in.
Yeah, Augie lost $500 tonight.
Gotcha, bitch.
You're like, fuck you, dude.
Don't worry, we'll donate it to charity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just make sure to go, my mom. And then listen to Pantera. Mom. You know.
Listen to Pantera. Yeah, let's do a recap.
Yeah.
Giraffes.
Yeah, no, pet a giraffe if you can. If you can get a ladder. Maybe
get to first base.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the giraffe.
Actually,
with
just don't approach a giraffe like that. That's kind of rude.
Yeah, you gotta ask first.
Yeah,
and that's another thing we learned. Ask first.
Yeah.
Hey, can I whip this up?
No.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
No, it's not.
Every YouTube comment.
Oh God, that's true.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is
actually,
up, Denny's?
This is a Wendy's. I feel like that's what their voices sound like. Every YouTube commenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, this is not correct at all to the lore of...
According to my research.
It's a video about like puppies. Like,
you watch videos about puppies?
Probably like once or twice. They're cute. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, once or
twice. You fucking weirdo.
Puppies? What are you talking about?
They're fucking puppies.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, puppies, my puppy can't hear, so I wish my...
Oh. So you're watching, like, what you wish your dog was?
I'm just kidding.
It's like having a kid. Your dog, you like, you see this shit?
Do you have a kid, and you're like, hey, dad, what are you doing?
Watching videos of other kids.
These kids are cuter and smarter than you, son.
And you're like, oh, you see them? You're like, yeah. They're like, that's what you should have been. Holy shit.
That kid will be an artist.
Oh, no. No, no, my dog is great. She just can't hear.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that, but it's not like she can hear you saying that.
I love her to death. Yeah, no, I have to, like, sign her. Like, she knows, like, some hand signal.
Dog's using Braille.
She's like, yes. She's like, I understand. Yeah, I understand. She's like, let's go outside.
She's like reading Crime and Punishment. Like.
No, she gives you a note she wrote down. She's like, feed me.
Call my mom.
Your mom left. I'm all you got.
Oh my God. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Be back soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You have just listened to the Me, Myself, and Ryan podcast, unless you skip to the end and you're just listening to this part. Thanks. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that's fine.